This is number one of four lectures on the healing, how to use the healing power, explaining the healing miracles of the Bible, mostly of the New Testament. The stories of mental and physical illnesses recorded in the Bible have reoccurred from time immemorial to the present moment. This is based upon a classwork that we gave some months ago, and there will be four one-hour sessions. This is number one. You may see the conditions and symptoms of diseases described in the Bible in almost any hospital in the country. It is true, of course, that the diseases described today have scientific names derived from medical terminology. All over the world today, men and women of various creeds are awakening to the tremendous therapeutic results following the application of mental and spiritual laws. In the fields of medicine, psychiatry, psychology, and other related fields, evidence is being adduced and articles written to the effect of destructive mental and emotional conflicts as the cause of all kinds of diseases. For example, Dr. Flanders Dunbar in Emotions and Bodily Changes, a magnificent work on the mental and emotional disorders behind various diseases. All this is prophetic of the termination of the power of the five senses, the reign of so-called matter, and the re-establishment of the reign of divine intelligence and of the infinite healing presence behind all things. For it is written in the Bible, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy God, I will come and heal thee. I will restore health unto thee and heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things? Who restoreth thy youth like the eagle? So the Bible is a psychological textbook which teaches us how to overcome all problems. It explains how we get into trouble, then teaches us how to get out of trouble. It teaches a science of life, a knowledge of the meaning of symbols, the science of the Hebrew alphabet, and the meaning of the various names in the Bible forms the key to all the stories in the Bible. You may find the meaning of the various names given in the Bible in Strong's Concordance or Young's Concordance. There are many other reference books, but the above two are generally used by all Bible students interested in the inner meaning of the Bible. To fully understand what another speaks or writes, it is necessary to tune in with the writer, claiming and knowing that his ideas, thoughts, words, and feelings are reproduced in our mind. We do not really know who wrote the Gospels. The Bible really was written by names of the nameless. And as I write or speak on these wonderful Bible stories, I say to my deep self, or higher self in meditation, what did I, as the writer of these stories, mean when I wrote them? For mind wrote them, you know. And the mind who wrote them is the mind who reads them. That mind is one. One mind common to all individual men. That mind is within you. You can get quiet and still, feeling the living intelligence within you, flowing through your conscious mind, revealing to you everything you need to know. There is only one mind. A memory of everything that has ever transpired is within your subjective mind. It is possible for you to tune in on that infinite ocean of wisdom within you. In a state of intercommunion of mind with mind, it is possible to have transmitted to your mind all the thoughts, ideas, and feelings of another mind with which you are in tune or in rapport. This is possible without the ordinary channels of sensuous communication. There is but one mind, common to all individual men. The same healing presence which Moses, Elijah, Paul, and Jesus used available today, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. No beginning or end. It was never born, it will never die. Water wets it not, fire burns it not, wind blows it not away. What is it? The living spirit within you which created you. Use that presence and power. Go forward in the light. Move from glory to glory until the dawn appears and all the shadows flee away. Now, the following quotation is taken from the fourth chapter of Luke. It forms a sound basis for all healing. It tells all of us what we are here for. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began.